Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 16, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about OKCoin debuts CEFI DeFi mashup with portal for stablecoin deposits. Polychain, Foxconn's Jack Lee joined 8-figure round for open finance project Findora. Bitcoin hits 2-week high above $19,700. Bitcoin hits record above $20,000 as analysts remain confident of future. Fintech company launches platform to assist in central bank digital currency development. Kraken Exchange will integrate Bitcoin's Lightning Network in 2021. Now let's get started. OKCoin debuts CEFI DeFi mashup with portal for stablecoin deposits. San Francisco-based cryptocurrency exchange OKCoin is allowing users to invest in decentralized finance DeFi applications through its site without paying gas fees, the company announced Wednesday. With the company's Earn product, users can get yield by depositing stablecoins into the Curve, Yearn Finance and Compound protocols. OKCoin says it will be pooling transactions so it can send large sums of stablecoins to the protocols in batches, keeping gas fees low and allowing the exchange to eat the fee. The move comes as a handful of exchanges, emblems of centralized finance, CEFI, in crypto speak, have sought to keep up with the offerings of their decentralized counterparts. DEX volume has surged in recent months and companies such as Binance, Huobi and OKEx have debuted DeFi products as a way to compete. OKCoin hopes its latest offering serves as an easy while still non-custodial DeFi gateway for its customers. You don't have to deal with private keys, recovered phrases or MetaMask, said Jason Lau, Chief Operating Officer of OKCoin. We're known as the fiat to crypto exchange. Where we make money is when users complete that go from dollars into USDC or DAI. We also hope that they come and trade. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has been allowing users to lend out and earn assets on DeFi protocols through its wallet app since March. As for OKCoin's DeFi CEFI mashup, Lau said, with Earn, we were thinking about bringing a larger audience and user pool to these protocols so they can grow too. Polychain, Foxconn's Jack Lee joined 8-figure round for open finance project Findora. Cryptocurrency venture capital firm Polychain Capital has led an 8-figure funding round for decentralized finance DeFi blockchain project Findora. Announced Wednesday, the private funding was joined by notable investors including Allchained, Crypital Group, Axia 8 Ventures, Cabin VC, PowerScale Capital and Jack Lee, founding partner of Foxconn's financial platform FNCon. The investment amount was not disclosed but was in the tens of millions, a spokesperson told CoinDesk via Telegram. The project aims to flesh out DeFi infrastructure for users looking to prove a particular value without needing to disclose the exact details of a given transaction, or the identity of the parties involved. The project describes itself as a cryptographically transparent public blockchain for building decentralized financial applications. The project utilizes zero-knowledge proofs, accumulators and Peterson homomorphic commitments, among other techniques, to enable privacy-preserving transparency. Bank of Asia and Chinese internet giant Tencent are among the list of partners leveraged by the project to gain a wider reach within international markets. According to a press statement, the project was designed in order to fix many of traditional finance's pain points. The Findora Foundation said DeFi has been one of the key focus areas for the budding project and claims to solve issues such as a lack of financial inclusion around the world, over-collateralization and a lack of interoperability and scalability. Founded in 2017 at Stanford, Findora is backed by the research of academic institutions and Stanford cryptographers. In mid-2019, the project took on former Coinbase CTO Balaji Srinivasan to help guide its path as a strategic advisor. Bitcoin hits two-week high above $19,700. Bitcoin has breached the tough hurdle of $19,500 and jumped to two-week highs on Wednesday. The leading cryptocurrency by market value reached as high as $19,874 during the European trading hours. That's the highest level since December 1, when Bitcoin BTC, plus 6.29%, hit its all-time high of $19,920, according to CoinDesk 20 data. It remains to be seen if Bitcoin can hold ground above $19,500. The cryptocurrency has failed multiple times to establish a foothold above that level since November 22, courtesy of profit-taking by some investors, forcing the much-anticipated breakout above the psychological hurdle of $20,000 may be an uphill task for the bulls in the short run because there are still large sell orders on the road to $20,000, as discussed Tuesday. That said, the long-term bullish case for Bitcoin, a widely touted hedge against fiat currency devaluation and a store of value asset, continues to strengthen with observers predicting a deeper dollar decline in 2021 and a rising global stockpile of negative-yielding bonds. French multinational investment bank and financial services company Société Générale now predicts a 5% fall for the dollar index DXY in 2021 and more losses in the following year, according to EFXdata.com. Other prominent investment banks such as Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan also expect the greenback to continue losing ground next year. The dollar index, which tracks the greenback's value against major currencies, is hovering at a 32-month low of 90.20 at press time. The global reserve currency has declined by 6.5% this year, mainly due to Federal Reserve's money supply boosting policies aimed to counter the coronavirus-induced economic slowdown. Bitcoin has consistently moved in the opposite direction to the dollar index this year. Prominent public listed companies such as the business intelligence firm MicroStrategy have adopted Bitcoin as a reserve asset as protection against the dropping dollar. What we're trying to do is preserve our treasury. The purchasing power of cash is debasing rapidly, Michael Saylor, CEO of Nasdaq-listed MicroStrategy, told CoinDesk last month while explaining the rationale behind the firm's Bitcoin purchases. The cryptocurrency is a better store of value asset than gold, he said. Bitcoin hits record above $20,000 as analysts remain confident of future. After testing investor patience for 3 weeks, Bitcoin has finally crossed above $20,000 to reach fresh all-time highs. The number one cryptocurrency by market value jumped over the key psychological threshold during the early U.S. trading hours, surpassing the previous peak price of $19,920 recorded on December 1. At the current price of $20,374, Bitcoin BTC, plus 6.92%, is up 5.4% over 24 hours, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index BPI. Bitcoin's value has doubled in the past 3 months and the institutional-led rally looks sustainable. Meanwhile, other prominent cryptocurrencies such as Ethereum ETH, plus 6.16%, Litecoin LTC, plus 7.43%, and XRP, plus 7.39%, are still down 58% to 88% from their respective lifetime highs reached 3 years ago. When this rally to near $20,000 happened in 2017, there was a real lack of products for the new converts to experience, whereas today there are endless uses, protocols, services across farming, lending, standard trading, etc., Sauravis Srinivasan, CEO and co-founder of cross-chain data Oracle Band Protocol told CoinDesk. Therefore, we'd expect to see the new adopters hang around this time. Breaking above $20,000, which represented a significant hurdle in the mindset of most traders, is entirely new ground for Bitcoin and opens the doors for a climb to $100,000 over the course of 2021, according to some. That rise would bode well for other crypto sectors as well, including decentralized finance DeFi, according to DiversiFi's CEO Ross Middleton. Bitcoin profits are partially recycled back into other smaller tokens later in the bull cycle. In 2017, that was other blockchains such as Ripple, Litecoin and EOS, plus 4.74%, said Middleton. However, this time around, funds are likely to flow into the new crop of DeFi blue chip projects, built on Ethereum. DiversiFi's CEO pointed to decentralized finance DeFi protocols Aave, Compound, Synthetic, and Yearn Finance as his picks of where the capital could flow. And while Bitcoin is now up over 180% on a year-to-date basis, gold has added just over 22%. Bitcoin, often touted as digital gold, has decoupled from the yellow metal this quarter with a more than 80% rally. Meanwhile, gold has suffered a 1% drop, with investors pulling money out of exchange-traded funds. Fintech company launches platform to assist in central bank digital currency development. Fintech company Emtech is launching a compliance platform that helps central banks tackle compliance issues or safely test their central bank digital currencies, CBDC, in partnership with Microsoft, the firm announced Monday. It is a regulator-based solution that allows central banks to seamlessly introduce CBDCs, Carmel Cadet, Emtech co-founder and CEO, told CoinDesk. According to Cadet, the goal of EMTECH's modern central bank sandbox is to assist central banks in setting up a digital currency that is interoperable, meaning it can easily be converted to other cryptocurrencies and are compatible with payment devices and terminals across the world. With the government of China closing in on issuing its own digital yuan, a number of large economies around the world, including South Korea and Sweden, have begun working on their own CBDCs. But according to the Bank of International Settlements, emerging economies report stronger motivations for developing national digital currencies as they could help address systemic issues like financial exclusion and payments inefficiencies. Cadet said the firm is actively working with the Central Bank of Bahamas on the digital sand dollar, a project to issue a digital equivalent of the Bahamian dollar. U.S.-based Emtech competed against other fintechs to work with the Bahamas digital currency, Cadet added. The Caribbean nation's central bank piloted its CBDC late last year. The Bahamas launched the sand dollar in October 2020. The project appears to be in early stages, according to a spokesperson for the Central Bank of the Bahamas. EMTECH's involvement in the project is limited to architecting our cross-border minimal viable product, MVP, which remains a work in progress, a spokesperson for the Central Bank of the Bahamas told CoinDesk via an email. Cloud computing platform Microsoft Azure has partnered with Emtech to deploy pilot programs as the firm continues to work on engaging central banks interested in issuing CBDCs, Cadet said. We look forward to helping Emtech on its global mission to enable accelerated central bank digital innovation, harnessed on Microsoft's highly secure, compliant and scalable Azure platform, said Chris Luanga, Principal Director of Software Partnerships at Microsoft, in the announcement. Cadet explained her research has shown central banks are keen on introducing national digital currencies, but they often work behind closed doors. If they build it internally, not thinking about interoperability, is probably going to fail when it comes out, Cadet said. The Emtech leadership team includes Diane R. Maurice, a finance industry regulator with an extensive portfolio of risk management duties and who served at the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Treasury Department, and the Central Bank of Tunisia. Kraken Exchange will integrate Bitcoin's Lightning Network in 2021. One of Bitcoin's most promising new technologies is coming to one of its oldest exchanges. The Kraken Exchange announced today it will add support for the Lightning Network in 2021, which adds it to a small but growing list of exchanges that support the scaling technology thus far. Kraken is hiring a team to manage the feature, which it anticipates will be open for client use sometime in the first half of 2021, the Lightning Network has matured to a level where it can be used by Kraken. It really comes back to what our users are asking for. They want instant and efficient payment, the ability to deposit and withdraw Bitcoin without having to wait for confirmations and without high withdrawal fee withdrawals, Pierre Rockard told CoinDesk, saying Kraken anticipates that it will behoove traders looking for arbitrage opportunities between exchanges. Specifically, Rockard said two Lightning tech advancements in 2020, Wumbo channels and multipath payments, MPPs, paved the way for the integration. Wumbo channels allow users to send larger transactions on the Lightning Network that are larger than a few $100, while MPPs allow users to break up large payments into smaller amounts to make them easier to send. Rockard told CoinDesk the rollout will be an API-first launch with only withdrawals initially enabled. This launch will only be the first of many iterative developments with the Lightning Network for Kraken though, Rockard continued, adding that the exchange may even allow users to set up payment channels, Lightning's transaction avenues, directly with the exchange. What is the Bitcoin Lightning Network? Bitcoin's Lightning Network is a technical innovation that allows its users to send Bitcoin faster and more cheaply than if they were using Bitcoin's primary network. These transactions use Bitcoin but take place on a secondary network with different rules for accounting payments than Bitcoin's blockchain. These transactions are eventually settled and recorded on Bitcoin's blockchain when a user is done using the network. For an exchange like Kraken, the Lightning Network would lower transaction fees for users when depositing and withdrawing from the trading hub. Since one of the appeals of Lightning is that you can send Bitcoin for as little as a cent, this could mean the difference between paying a few dollars or a few pennies to withdraw Bitcoin off Kraken at times of high transaction congestion. Exchanges integrating Lightning. Bitcoin's more vocal and passionate community members have grasped that Kraken, among other popular exchanges, has neglected to add support for Bitcoin's cutting-edge technology while being quick to add new DeFi coins. Kraken's CEO Jesse Powell has been blunt on social media, stating that the choice to list Ethereum tokens is purely a business one. As the nosebleed price action in DeFi this summer showed us, the real money is in attracting traders to speculate on altcoins. But now with Lightning on Kraken's list of priorities, it will be the third crypto exchange to integrate the network, joining early adopter exchanges like Bitcoin-only River Financial and veteran crypto venue Bitfinex. Scaling technologies like the Lightning Network and sidechains like Liquid and RSK all offer lower fees and faster transactions than Bitcoin's on-chain network. When asked why Kraken opted for the Lightning Network instead of other scaling solutions like sidechains, Rockard chalked the decision up to network effects. Let's look at it from the perspective of the ecosystem and how many participants there are. The Lightning community has done a great job of growing and building several different implementations. There are multiple different wallet providers, application developers, and there's so much of education and business development. We want the whole industry to adopt this technology, and we want that because we believe it will help everyone. Part of the hope worth this announcement is that it gives others the opportunity to join us. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.